FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An environmental report has revealed that 42,000 South Africans died in 2023 due to exposure to air pollution. Young children were counted among the premature deaths. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The joint report by the Centre for Research on Energy and Clean Air and Greenpeace Africa has found that toxic air pollution is behind what they are calling a major public health crisis in South Africa. It says children are particularly vulnerable to the impacts of air pollution, with 1,300 children under 5 among the deaths reported in that year. According to the groups, in 2023, the health costs in the form of respiratory illness, lost workplace productivity and overburdened health systems were estimated to be around 960 billion rand, or 14% of the GDP. The Centre for Research on Energy and Clean Air and Greenpeace Africa are now calling for an end to exemptions for big polluters and a faster shift to clean renewable energy. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A six-month rehabilitation project is now underway on Bayhead Road at the Port of Durban. Transnet says the work is aimed at improving road infrastructure, boosting safety, easing traffic flow and increasing operational efficiency. Bayhead Road is a vital link within the port, providing access to terminals, warehouses and industrial sites. According to Transnet, about 13,000 vehicles use the route daily. Nearly half of them are heavy trucks. One of the neighbouring communities is The Bluff, and resident Ivo Aylward says the upgrades are welcome and needed.
If you look at Edmunds Wells going towards up to Pantan, how the road has deteriorated, has encaved the road, you know, of these massive 22-ton trucks that are on the road.
There's been a stampede at a packed crowd as a packed crowd celebrated the sporting win of their home cricket team in the Indian city of Bengaluru. Several deaths have been reported. Cricket fans had come out to welcome home the Royal Challengers Bengaluru after they beat Punjab Kings in a roller coaster Indian Premier League cricket final last night. Local broadcasters showed police carrying young children in their arms, rushing away from crowds who had seemingly fainted. A senior government official in Karnataka state says police were finding it very difficult to control the crowd. And finally, back home, officials in eThekwini say preparations for Sunday's Comrades Marathon are in full swing. Runners taking part in the 98th edition of the race will finish in Durban. More than 80 nations will be represented in the down run. eThekwini Municipality's Gugusi Silana says they're getting the city ready ahead of the ultra marathon.
The city has activated a comprehensive operational plan to ensure a spotless and welcoming environment for the Ultra Marathon. The plan is part of a broader city beautification and readiness program coordinated across multiple departments to ensure that Durban is on top form for the runners.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 21 tomorrow, Richards Bay 22.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Siya Kolisi and the Sharks searching for that perfect performance this weekend. The Proteas not worried about losing yesterday to weather in their warm-up match against Zimbabwe. And Louis Boisson's dream run at the French Open continues as she qualifies for the semi-finals.